Good Stuff to Read. Further reading from yours truly. Every nonfiction author ought to include a section at the end of their recordings like this one. Why? Well, if you've listened this long into the program, odds are that your worldview includes a bias in favor of stuff I've written. By telling you a story about how my books fit together, I make it easier for you to understand the big picture, to spread the ideas, and maybe, just maybe, to listen to some other audio. This is the latest book in a series of books I've written about how ideas are invented, transmitted, and spread. For 50 years, advertising and the prepackaged one-way stories that make good advertising drove our economy. Then media exploded. We went from 3 channels to 500, from no web pages to a billion. At the same time, the number of choices mushroomed. There are now more than 100 brands of nationally advertised water. There are dozens of car companies selling thousands of combinations. Starbucks offers 19 million different ways to order a beverage, and Oreo cookies come in more than 19 flavors. In the face of all this choice and clutter, consumers realize that they have quite a bit of power, so advertising stopped working. One insight is that marketing with permission works better than spam. In other words, delivering anticipated, personal, and relevant ads to the people who want to get them is always more effective than yelling loudly at strangers. Permission marketing, published by Simon & Schuster in 1999, addresses this issue. You can get the first third of the book for free by visiting www.permission.com. Once an idea is in the hands of people who care about its success, it may be lucky enough to benefit from digitally augmented word of mouth. I call this an idea virus. Modern ideas spread online and off, and this is faster and more effective than the old-fashioned, centralized way of selling. Unleashing the Idea Virus is the most successful ebook of all time, and you can buy the paperback for about $10. It's published by Hyperion. Feel free to look for the ebook online as well. It's free. It's remarkable products that get remarked on. That seems obvious, but it flies in the face of the way most goods and services and business items are created and marketed. Boring is invisible. In Purple Cow, published by Portfolio in 2003, I talked about the need to be remarkable. And finally, the thing that makes something remarkable isn't usually directly related to the original purpose of the product or service. It's the free prize inside, published by Portfolio in 2004. The extra stuff, the stylish bonus, the design, or the remarkable service or pricing that makes people talk about it and spread the word. A couple bonuses before we wrap up. First, I've made a list of about a dozen books that are worth reading that I'd recommend to you. If you visit www.allmarketersareliars.com, you can see my blog about this book as well as the list of books. Number two, if you've made it this far after hours and hours of listening, good for you. I'd like to give you a free prize in response. If you send me mail, SethGodin@yahoo.com, with the word Audible in the subject line, I'll be happy to send you back a short, free ebook. Well, that's about all I've got to say. I'd like to thank Gary and Beth and Helene, Alex and Mo, and the women at Lark, Lisa, Robin, and Karen. Thanks to all of you, and thanks for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.